Dr. Kim Kompok teaches English and Ethnic Studies at UH Manoa. She says U.S. military commitments are part of a worldview that affects all of U.S. society.
I mean, militarism is such a hard topic to confront head on, and especially because most of us, you know, are connected to the military through our families. My own family is hugely connected for multiple generations.
Kompok says, however, arming ourselves does not necessarily make us feel secure.
Getting people to imagine, what do we really mean by security? What makes you feel secure? And you ask people that, a lot of times insecurity is very much linked to unemployment, not having health insurance, you know, not having a future that's safe from global warming and rising tides. What doesn't get said a lot is that the U.S. military is the world's number one polluter. I'm so excited to be going to Okinawa and to be there in Hinoko. For anybody who has, you know, the opportunity to even to see on YouTube the footage of these activists, many of them older women, standing so strong and proud to defend this beautiful, pristine bay that is under threat by this 33rd military base to be built in Okinawa. If we believe in it, we can have a different kind of economy. It's not based on death and destruction. But we have to begin with that. We have to commit to that.
The International Women's Network Against Militarism meeting begins today and runs through Monday in Naha, Okinawa. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.